As California faces another wildfire season with record-setting acreage being burned in the Mendocino blaze, Arizona's season has been relatively tame so far, with an estimated 125,000 acres having burned, compared to nearly 450,000 acres at this same stage in 2017. But the cost of suppressing those fires has grown, especially when measured against the 1970s. That's what NAU Assistant Professor of Practice Ryan Fitch and colleagues look into for a recent study published in the journal Forest Policy and Economics, and he's with me via Skype to discuss some specifics. Ryan, there's been a great deal of alarm related to how long the wildfire season is lasting these days. What led you to look into fire suppression costs?
Yeah, so the Forest Restoration Initiative wanted to know, basically, if they implemented some restoration treatments here in northern Arizona, what types of returns would they be seeing on their investment in fire suppression reduction? So that was the overarching question that we addressed.
So what have you seen? I wonder if you can go with me for a while on this one. So the 1970s, since the early 70s, the costs have gone up. And I think my people might say, well, costs, of course, have gone up in some sense, but this isn't about inflation. This is about other things. How much have they gone up, if you can quantify that? And then to what do you attribute that?
Yeah, so the fires have, actually the numbers of fires have been decreasing since the 70s. But what we are seeing are increases in the number of acres burned. So it's kind of this weird relationship, and you know, there's a lot in the climate science that is arguing that the fire season is getting longer and we're having more severe weather events. So what we're seeing is this kind of increase in the fire season. We've gotten pretty good at grabbing fires and putting them out, but what we're missing is when they get out of control, the previous policies of increasing fuel loads because of fire suppression has led to these fires exploding and essentially getting higher numbers of acres burned since the 70s.
Yeah, it's been a concern for a lot of people, too, that the stakeholders are not necessarily on the same page and what sort of agreement can be made. Are there any indications that if things had been done in a more efficient way, then these things would have actually given us better results than what we've seen?
So I think what we might have to look at is the kind of fire regime that we're in. In northern Arizona, we've got ponderosa pine, which evolved along a kind of low severity fire regime, but other places across the West have much different fire regimes. Take California, where you're in the chaparral. Now, that typically burns at a high burn severity. So there isn't just a one prescription fits all for, you know, mitigating fire suppression. I think we have to look at it more in terms of where we're at regionally, what kind of ecosystem are we talking about? And I'm really not the person to ask about, say, you know, chaparral wildfire or fires in Washington, Oregon, but I can speak to the ponderosa pine forest of northern Arizona pretty well.
You are an expert in the burn severity metric. What is the burn severity metric? How are you measuring that?
So burn severity is pretty much made up of two components. One is fire intensity, and that captures kind of the amount of energy or the heat coming off the front of the fire. And secondly, we're looking at the duration of the burn. So all else constant, if you increase the intensity of the fire, we're going to see a higher burn severity. And similar, all else constant, if you increase the length of time that fire is burning on the landscape, we'll see a higher severity. So we kind of have two continuous variables there. And what we do then is we put them in this categorical setting where we're either looking at low severity, medium severity, or high burn severity.
Has there been a way to quantify the fact that if, in fact, we don't have one of those catastrophic fires, that we are seeing, from an incremental standpoint, how much of a difference it can make if the burn severity is lesser? How much of a difference can that make over the course of a fire season?
Looking at it from the aspect of if we reduce fire severity in the ponderosa pine forest, which our study looked at, we looked at marginal changes, and if we can decrease the kind of percentage of the landscape that burns at that high severity, we would see cost reductions in suppression of about 6.5%. So we do have this link between severity metrics and what we're getting in return from altering the landscape, and that is to say reducing the amount of trees or returning the landscape to a low burn severity situation.
And what about prescribed burns? Were they a factor that you looked at?
We did. So areas that received more prescribed fire than others, there is the health concern that we're thinking of as well. People having just the smoke around. So that is an issue that should be addressed. And taking that into account, we see that more prescribed burn does better at reducing the amount of the landscape that is going to burn at the high severity, but there are trade-offs there in terms of health costs.
Budget, of course, is a huge issue, and people have been concerned that some money is put in on the back end, but not enough has been put in for prevention. How have budget cuts affected things, and what about prevention versus suppression?
Yeah, so right now, the Forest Service seems to be leaning much more towards suppression. In 1995, approximately 16% of the Forest Service budget was going towards suppression efforts. Fast forward to 2015, and we're looking at 52% going towards fire suppression. This increase in the budget for suppression takes away opportunities for other programs. And one of those programs that we're looking at is that restoration or fuels reduction program, the Vegetation and Watershed Management Program. And from 2000 to 2015, the Forest Service's budget has reduced by 24% that program. So as you just stated, we're looking at a reduction in the upfront restoration, fuel reduction costs, and basically backloading that towards suppression costs.
Ryan Fitch is an assistant professor of practice at NAU. We've been talking about his recent study on the costs of wildfire suppression going up.